We're back to Ham Radio and More, and I guess we're still experiencing some technical difficulties here in the Phoenix studio, and hope it gets corrected. A 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. I'm not even sure if I can take calls. Do I have any callers online? I'm just curious if we do.
Ned, you want to tell us a little about Meteor Scatter and what's been happening on the bands in Meteor Scatter?
Well, this is Ned Stearns, AA7A. We're coming up on the season where the Meteor Scatter activity is going to be very prevalent on the VHF bands. The Perseids Meteor Shower, which will peak on the 12th of August, really is the center of action for this time of the year on the VHF bands. A lot of random activity occurs, plus a lot of schedule activities, and it's very interesting action if you're into weak signal work on the VHF bands. I personally have been quite involved in that form of communication over the years, and have made upwards of 500 contacts out here in the West on that mode of propagation. So sort of ad-libbing here, you'll have to pardon me. This is not our normal routine. I'll see if I can carry on. The peak of the shower this year turns out to be around 1630 Zulu on Saturday, the 12th of August. And that should make for very good activity here in the United States, where there's a peak in the use of the shower on paths that go from southwest to northeast. So if you're in the, say, St. Louis area, you could be able to work down here into the Phoenix area, approximately between about 1500 to 1800 Zulu on Saturday, August the 12th. So the thing to do is to listen in on 144.200 single sideband or CW, or 50.125 on the 6 meter band, and listen for activity and jump in as you can. The signals will be very strong but very short. The bursts are on the order of seconds, and I'm going to switch over to a different microphone here in just a minute. Our technical difficulties seem to be behind us. At least we're able to talk through microphones instead of the telephone now. We're having trouble hearing, so we won't be able to respond to any phone calls here for a minute. So the bursts that you'll hear will run from a second to upwards of 15 seconds, and you can complete contacts in some of those bursts on the very long ones. So listen in and see how it works out for you. There's
yes, we're back.
Good. This is getting very close to usable here, folks. There is a new idea that's being proposed this year. It's called a nationwide 2 meter meteor shower test, which is kind of based on a notion that was put out in the QST packet perspective, where there is an idea to operate your 2 meter packet station and either listen in or participate in QSOs on packet. The frequency of interest is the national packet frequency, which is 145.79. And what you do there is basically, if you just want to monitor, is leave your TNC in the converse mode and see what calls you print, or you can use your APRS program if you happen to have that tool available to you. And what that will do, it will present locations of packets heard on your map of the United States. So it can be a real interesting way to run your station during the shower.
And APRS is really growing. I know they have a really strong chapter here, and they're talking about being on 20 and 40 meters, I believe, and they've got all kinds of unique HF APRS nets. And the guy who writes it, in fact, we're trying to talk to him and get him on a show here, but the guy who writes it, he keeps upgrading it. Every week, it seems like there's a new upgrade, revision 24, revision. You know, there's always a new edition of APRS, and there's so many people that are strong and gung-ho on it.
Yeah, for more information, and if you have your APRS program, is to look at the meteor.txt file for information on how to run it in the Meteor mode.
In the Meteor mode. Yeah, I know on the APRS you've got the ability to have all kinds of maps, and I mean tons and tons of maps from all different cities throughout the United States. I know here in the Phoenix metropolitan area, it's totally done. They've got all the streets and everything. Okay, there we go again. Yes, we're upgrading. This is Ham Radio and More, and I'm Len Winkler, KB7 LPW, along with
Ned Stearns, AA7A.
And today Murphy is struck, and he's struck in hard here in Phoenix. It must be the fact that it's so hot down here, and it has melted our wires. What else could it be, Ned?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe this is another field day weekend here on the radio.
All right. Well, I think we're able to take calls now, so get online. Get one of our gifts we have to give away at 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. If you want to talk about meteors, we'll talk about it. If you want to talk about how to become a ham, we'll talk about it. Whatever regarding amateur radio, we'll talk about it. There was a gentleman who called last week, and he wanted to talk about Morse code, whether it should be required or not. We'll talk about it. Whatever you want to talk about in the world of amateur radio, we're here to talk about. And in fact, next week, Ned, I am so excited. Seriously, I really am. We have a tremendous lineup of shows in the next 8 weeks. Okay? We've got next week the president of Tapper, Greg Jones, WD5IVD. Greg, or Tapper, I should say, the Tucson Amateur Packet Radio Group. It's unbelievable. They're the one who started all Packet Digital Communications, the TNC2. He's a great guy to have on. The following week, on the 20th, we've talked here about long wave. We've talked here about short wave. We've even talked about medium wave and, of course, HF and all that and ultra high. But we've never talked about, except till you bring it up every so often, those little tiny micro waves. And we're going to have Ken Britton, WA5VJB, on how you can get into microwaves. You know what? He claims that with an old radar detector, you can be on the microwave frequencies. Also, he does 10 gigahertz moon bounce. Now, Ned, how much 10 gig moon bounce have you done?
Ken's got me on that one. I've never even thought about trying that.
But you do 2 meter moon bounce.
2 meters, yes. That's a long way from 10 gigger.
Okay, then on the 27th, we're going to talk about ham radio insurance. And, I know he's a new sponsor of ours, the Ham Radio Insurance Associates. I really recommend everybody gives these people a call and find out what a great deal you can have on towers, antennas, rotors, computers, all kinds of stuff that they cover at 1-800-545-8881, 1-800-545-8881. That's Bill at Ham Radio Insurance Company. Also, then we have on the 10th of September, Paul Shuck. Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Right.
Paul Shuck, N6TX. He's going to talk about the SETI project, how you can get involved in finding extraterrestrials. Art Bell would like that, right? He's a ham, and he has a show. He talks about extraterrestrials and the Roswell and all that. So this would be kind of neat. Then we have the following week, on the 17th of September, Larry Pace, N7DD, is going to tell us about the tricks of contesting.
Techniques
of contesting. Thank you there, Ned. Yeah, we don't want to get down and dirty there. Then the following week, we have Chad Harris, VP2ML, who always helps Lee in our DX update. He's going to be here with, he's the editor of DX Bulletin and DX Magazine. So we've got some great, great shows coming up, and we're looking always for new ideas and new show possibilities. And all you have to do is give us a call at 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255, and we'll be happy to discuss what you want to talk about. We have the Southwest Division Convention coming up, and that's going to be on Labor Day weekend at the Queen Mary. Now, you're going to be there.
No, you bet. I wouldn't miss this.
And I'm going to be there, and I'm looking forward to it. Southwest Division Convention is always a good one. There's going to be lots of exhibitors and stuff. I'm also looking forward to Ham Awareness Day, Saturday, September the 16th. Here in Phoenix, Arizona, at Rawhide, we're going to have FARE, F-A-R-E, the Family Amateur Radio Event, where all the kids are there, young hams, old hams, everybody. We're going to have all kinds of displays, not to mention a dunk tank, Ronald McDonald. It's going to be unbelievable. More information on that, just contact me. All right, we'll be right back, and we'll take your calls. Wes, Terry, John, and you can be next. 1-800-298-TALK. We'll be right back.
It's time for some straight talk about cellular phones, the people who sell them, and the company that provides the service. Because in this right-now world, you just don't have time to drive halfway around the valley trying to figure out who has what and how much it will cost. So let's keep it simple. When you want a cellular phone and a carrier you can depend on, you'll find the best of both at Citywide Cellular with service provided by U.S. West Cellular. This is Michael Dixon. With U.S. West Cellular, you're guaranteed quality service, coverage, and technology. At Citywide Cellular, you'll find one of the largest selections of Motorola, AudioVox, and Nokia phones anywhere, plus a whole wall of accessories. Visit Citywide Cellular now, and you can receive a free Motorola cellular phone today. You see, at Citywide Cellular, they have an attitude that says, we can do it, we know how. Best of all, services provided by U.S. West Cellular. Look at a coverage map. Nobody covers Arizona like U.S. West Cellular. Call 375-CITY and you'll be connected to the closest store. That's 375-CITY for Citywide Cellular. They make it simple.
Brewers Connection presents the story of Goldie Hops and the Three Beers.
Once upon a time, there was a girl named Goldie Hops. She was skipping through the forest when she stumbled upon a tavern and saw three beers. She sampled the first beer and said,
this beer is too flat.
She tasted the second beer and said,
this beer is too bitter.
She grabbed the third bottle and said,
A big beer company with a microbrew label.
Little did Goldie Hops know that she could make her own beer just like the microbrew if she just went to Brewers Connection and bought a beer-making starter kit. So she skipped on over to Brewers Connection at Baseline in McClintock and Tempe, and now her beer
is just right.
Make your own delicious home-brewed beer with a beer-making starter kit from Brewers Connection. They carry a full line of equipment and beer-making accessories. Call Brewers Connection today for their beer-making class schedule at 1-800-879-BREW. That's 1-800-879-BREW. Start your own beer label today.
CQ, 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 Len Winkler for Ham Radio and More every Sunday at 3 right here on KFNN. This Sunday, first Sunday of the month, another open line segment. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about on Ham Radio and More. You can find out about, well, public service. Hams are helping a lot with public service. Or you can find out about the internet. Or you can find out about emergencies. Whatever you want to know about how to become a ham, we'll talk about it this Sunday at 3 on Ham Radio and More, sponsored in part by Wallpaper World.
Our guest on the Computer Fun Shop this Sunday is Greg Malone, the co-producer of Duke Nukem 3D. That's this Sunday at noon on 1510 AM KFNN.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
I want to tell you about a product that almost every ham should have but isn't talked about too much, insurance. Ham Radio Insurance Associates is an agency that offers a specialty policy underwritten by an A-rated top 20 insurance company. The replacement cost protection insurance they offer is the best on the market today. In addition to your radios, they cover your computers, cellular phones, towers, antennas, rotors. They can even provide extended warranty coverage, and all this with very low rates, no membership fees, no administrative fees, and a low deductible of only $50 for most losses. In addition, your equipment is covered in your home, car, boat, anywhere at all from fire, lightning, theft, collision, and other accidents. And all claims are adjusted in their office by hams, hams that know the industry, and really get you what your equipment is worth. To find out more about the cost and coverage and why so many hams are switching to Ham Radio Insurance Associates, give them a call today toll-free at 1-800-545-8881. That's 1-800-545-8881. Ham Radio Insurance Associates, 1-800-545-8881. Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW, along with...
Ned Stearns, AA7A.
Let's go right to the phones. Let's get to West, N7VIP, listening to us on KBNP in Portland, Oregon. Welcome to Ham Radio and More, Wes.
Glad to be on again. Anyway, I heard you mention about SETA there in your shows, and I think that's going to be an interesting one. Always thought about that. If I had, like, a big, you know, place of a yard, and I had a lot of disposable income, or dedicate like some radio gear and antennas just for monitoring, you know, certain stars, you know, and set up some sort of computer, you know, to process and record information that might be received.
Do you need a lot of money, Ned, to get involved in that?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, the antennas get to be pretty large if you really want to do some serious deep sky searching.
So with your antenna array, you couldn't do it?
I could try it with my 2-meter moon bounce array, but I wouldn't know whether I found intelligent life or not. Some people claim there's no intelligent life on 2 meters.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, that seems interesting to me that would the first contact actually, you know, between Earth and another planet be made by amateurs? You know, I mean, you know, just, you know, it's like I think that would... I don't know, but it seems like, you know, strike you funny, that'd be like the amateurs that would pioneer the first contact and the communication between Earth and ETs.
Well, you know, last week when John Moore was here, NJ70, he made a comment that sounded pretty good. He said, the odds are we'll not hear from them because they're probably way advanced. They're on spread spectrum, and we'll never be able to catch them.
Yeah. that could be, too. Yeah, it's like... And the other thing, I don't really believe in, like, maybe, I don't know, but the thing, nothing is not the advanced technology, but different technologies. I mean, like, you know, we are pretty good at computers, our planet, you may say, you know, and we might not be so advanced in transportation. We're mostly ground, you know, for, like, personal transportation, we're mostly ground at the moment. And only, like, you know, public transportation for, like, air. Well, in their place, it might be just opposite. They might be still using old ENIACs for their computers, but they might have a personal flying, you know, flying machine for personal transportation.
Well, all this is conjecture. only they know for sure.
yeah, exactly. And it's like, I get to this here now, you know, QTH here is Earth. And then everybody around the galaxy gets on the packing cluster and says, rear contact!
Yes, it would be, what would we call that, DX squared or something, Ned? That would become the real DX, right? Okay. Wes, what else? Can I give away something to you? I know you've won something in the past, but could I give you something today?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. What would you like?
I kind of didn't hear all the list of all the things you had.
Well, I have an ARRL antenna book with software, a 1995 ARRL handbook, a CQ CD or cassette, a year's subscription to 73 magazine, a year's subscription to Radio Fun magazine, World Radio magazine, Amateur Trader magazine, The Rhythm of the Code Tape, or Arizona Highways.
Well, I think I'd take the antenna book with the software.
Okay, it is with the software. Okay, Wes, we'll get you that, all right?
All right, yeah, and I'd like to have my receptionist read back my address when you take me off the air, please.
Okay, well, you hold on. Thanks a lot, Wes. Thanks for calling, and we appreciate that. We're going to take a – I know that we're going to have a break coming up, but then we'll – Terry, we might as well put you on for 10 seconds, and then we'll hold you into the break. Terry, AA7ZS, welcome to Ham Radio and More. Hello, Terry. I guess we'll hear you after the break, Terry.
Okay.
1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255, and we'll be right back after this station identification.
This is AM 1510 KFNN.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW.
7ZS listening to us on KFNN, 1510 AM in Phoenix. Go ahead, Terry.
Well, good afternoon, Lynn and Ned. So far, it's been a good show. And I tell you what, that book that Wes just got, I've got that book. That's a fantastic ARRL antenna book.
Well, it's courtesy of the, of course, of the American Radio Relay League, but also it was Ed Hare who sent it to me to give away, and I really appreciate it to Ed, who's been a guest on this show a couple of times.
In fact, I have it right in front of me. I brought it to work. I'm calling from my job and listening to you on KFNN here in Phoenix.
Excellent.
And so I really enjoyed the book. Well, what I wanted to say was KG7JQ and myself, AA7ZS, got married Friday, so we have a new ham family.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I didn't know you got married.
I want to mention that if anybody out there changes their address or changes their name, they need to contact the FCC with a 610 form right away. And because if they mailed you something and it goes back to the FCC, you can lose your call sign.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I wanted to say thank you for reminding me of the date of Labor Day at the Southwest Division Convention on the Queen Mary.
Right.
I took a vacation and went over there to the Queen Mary and got a complete tour of the radio room and the ship. And it's fantastic. So
will we see you at the Southwest Division Convention?
I'm sorry?
Will we see you there for the convention?
We're planning on it. I don't know if I can get off or not.
Well, come on down anyway.
Because my mom lives just a few miles from there, so we'd just stay at her house but then come on down to the convention.
All right, Terry, what can I give you for a wedding present?
Did I hear you say something about an antenna coupon or something?
That's a trivia question if you want to go for the Larson $100 gift certificate.
Oh.
So is that what you want to go for?
Well, if I miss that, do you get something else?
You want everything, Terry.
I'm not sure how you work it.
Oh, well, see, you haven't listened enough. Our questions are real tough.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, if you miss it, I might give you a second chance.
Okay. Something simple, right?
Oh, I don't know. Okay, are you ready?
By the way, before that, can I ask Ned one question?
Sure, go ahead. Quick.
Ned, how did it go up there on field day? With all your satellite work and stuff.
Oh, it was went very well. We made about 260 contacts, and we copied, I don't know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 150 messages off the digital bird. So we did pretty well.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we were really pleased. We're also very tired. That was we pulled an all-nighter, and I haven't done that since my youth. So I may not do that again either. Anyway, we proved our point. I think we're repeats champs, I think. I don't think we've seen any scores even close to us up there.
Okay.
Okay. Here's...
I also copied down the ham radio insurance.
You should give them a call.
That's a good deal.
You should give them a call.
I will.
You'd be surprised at how much coverage they give you for the price that they charge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they have all kinds of options that are available from nobody else at this time except them.
Yeah, because now with Myrna and I, we'll have twice as much radio gear.
Terry, I hear my music.
Okay.
You've won the Larson $100 gift certificate.
Fantastic. Well,
okay,
I gave your...
Thanks for calling. We got a split. We'll be back after this. 73.
Financial News Radio, AM 1510 KFNN.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
Okay, we're back. If you're just joining us, this is Ham Radio and More, and I'm Len Winkler, KB7 LPW, and my co-host today is...
Ned Stearns, AA7A.
The technical guru. In fact, from now on, I'm not large enough. I'm not deserving to call you Ned anymore. It's Mr. A. And that's because AA7A, all the A's, it's Mr. A, the guru of technical jargon. If anybody wants to know anything technical in the ham radio end, this is the guy. In fact, I'm almost willing to give another Larson gift certificate away if someone can stump him on a ham radio technical question, because I've yet to see it. He comes to a meeting a couple days ago, shows us a fantastic program for guessing propagation. I've been predicting the propagation and your paths and everything for $49 software program. That's dirt cheap. I mean, it was unbelievable. He's always prepared with something. People come up here and ask all kinds of questions. He's always knowing. So now that I put him on the spot, Mr. A, Ned Stearns, AA7A, I expect somebody to call and really get him. Okay, we have our DX update, hopefully, Darren. Darren, do we have our DX update ready? Our DX update ready to go, Darren? Okay. Lee Finkel, KY7M with the DX update. We're ready. Except I don't hear it. All right.
One of those days.
is this like... You're going to bounce it off the moon, but the moon moves?
Well, maybe this is a good indication of what the DX is like. It's been pretty thin here.
All right. Well, let's go while we're trying to figure out why our DX updates not work. Let's go to John in Glendale, Arizona, and you can be next. We have one line available at 1-800-298-TALK. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. How's everything today?
We're doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. Say, when Ned talked earlier about some frequencies, he talked faster than I could write. There was a 6-meter frequency and a 2-meter frequency.
Yeah, the 6-meter frequency for just general calling is 50.125 upper sideband. That's probably where you hear most of the activity. On 2 meters, it's 144.200. And that's where I would normally be as riveted to that frequency. Now, there's a lot of complaints that everybody hangs out there, and it gets to be bedlam. But out here in the West, if you don't listen there, you don't hear anything. I've tried years ago to go to other frequencies nearby, but it's not that much activity. But back east, it gets pretty crowded on that frequency, and it gets maybe a little complicated to sort it all out. But that's the place to listen. Just kind of set your radio there in the morning on Saturday morning on the 12th and see what you can hear.
Okay, great. You mentioned a $49 propagation software.
Hi, Len. This is Lee Finkel, KY.
Oh, there was our DX update. Yeah, okay. The software I was talking about was called PropMan. It's a product developed by North Rockwell Collins.
Uh-huh. I saw that advertised.
Yeah, it's outstanding. It's really outstanding.
Does it get down to 6 meter?
It does indicate MUF getting up to 6 meters. I haven't played with the knobs enough to see what it takes in terms of solar flux to get propagation up there. But it does give the general trends for MUF that probably are very indicative of what you'd expect on 6 meters. So when I was running the demos the last couple of days, for a couple of clubs in the Phoenix area here, I ran some scenarios, and I saw, you know, MUF predictions upwards of 40 megs or so. So I'll probably play with this some more, but probably the models are good, probably up to 50 megahertz, but that's about it.
Yeah, I saw your presentation at Thunderbird, and over the weekend I bought a new AESU 6-meter, so I'm kind of wading my way through the instructions and hopefully see if I can find anything.
Yeah, that which radio was that you got?
The AESU
FT690. Oh, that's a nice little radio. Yeah, I had a 790 for a while. Those are excellent receivers on those. Well, very good. Glad to see you're on 6 meters.
Yes. Take care. Have a good day, and thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling, John. Uh-huh. Okay, we're going to have to take a break. It's 39 minutes after the hour, and when we come back, we're going to do the DX update. Then we're going to go to Corny in California and then Wes in Oregon, and you can be next at 1-800-298-800-298. And we'll be right back. Len Winkler for Radware, the PC transceiver. That's right. Comer Communications produces a full HF transceiver that fits on a card, in an ESA bus card, into your computer. I know it sounds unbelievable, but it's true. And now they even have advancements. They have transverters. It just goes on the outside of your computer, you're able to put a 6-meter transverter, a 2-meter, a 4-meter. All these things are available to go with your Radware card. This is the future, and the future is here now from Radware Comer Communications. Just amazing. The software is free, okay? The software is absolutely free. All you have to do is buy this hardware, one-time shot. You need a special sound card that they also have, and if you mention Ham Radio and More, you're going to get a special price when you call. Now, their phone number is 619 619-599-0476. 619-599-0476. It all works under Microsoft Windows. Okay, and you have CW, RIDI, Packet, Slow Scan TV, WeatherFax, AM, Lower Sideband, Upper Sideband, CW. It's all in there, all right? It's just amazing. It's an exciter for transceiver applications. It has a spectrum analyzer, a signal generator, a square wave generator. It's all built into this. It's just an amazing, amazing item with all digital signal processing, which we discussed on this show not too long ago. So don't hesitate. Call. Call now. 619-599-0476. They're more than happy to send you all kinds of information. They're even willing to take an order if you want to place one. And if you mention Ham Radio and More, like I said before, you'll get a special price. Call 619-599-0476. Radware from Comer Communications. This product is something you have to see to believe, and it will work beyond your wildest expectations. That's Radware. 619-599-0476. 619-599-0476. Call today. Call now.
Here's a great offer from Internet World, the most widely read magazine for Internet users. Whether you're a beginner just logging on or an advanced user, Internet World will serve as your guide to the Internet. Every issue of Internet World brings you the latest hot sites on the Internet, tips on downloading free software like the hit game Doom, plus information-filled columns and fascinating interviews with Internet personalities. Internet World shows you how to do research on the Internet, shop online, play games, meet people with mutual interests, and much more. In short, Internet World gives you all the information you need to help you make the most of your time on the Internet. Internet World, the first and largest magazine devoted entirely to the Internet. New subscribers can now take advantage of this special introductory offer. 12 monthly issues for only $14.97. That's 75% off the newsstand price.
Call now, toll free, 800-706-7900. That's 800-706-7900.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler. KB7LPW.
Okay, with one line open at 1-800-298-TALK, 1-800-298-8255. We're going to go to the phones and take Corny because he's been holding for a few minutes, and then we'll go to DX Update. Corny, welcome to Ham Radio and More. KE6OLX.
Yep, that's me.
How you doing?
Real good. I was wondering, what was the dates again for the Southwest Convention there at the Queen Mary?
It's Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
Let's see. I have all that information right here. All I have to do is find it. But it is September 1st through the 3rd, and it's called HamCon 95 aboard the Queen Mary, Long Beach, California. I know I'm giving a presentation there on Friday, I believe at 3 o'clock, regarding public information. Ned is going to be there doing contesting. You're going to give a
Contest forum be Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, okay, the contest forum. And they've got tons of different things, exhibits, and, you know, all the normal stuff, plus all the commercial vendors, of course.
Do you have a phone number for registration? Oh, that's okay. I can look it up. I'll look
looking
on the Internet.
Was it? Yes, I... oh, no, that is the 1996. I have the 1996 one. Okay, how about 714-556-4396, and that's Art.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling, Corny.
Also, I was wondering, I've been looking at AMSAT is supposedly trying to get two satellites up, one over the East Coast and one on the West Coast, and wondered if possibly you could have a program where, you know, we went through what kind of equipment was going to be required to work those and how close they are to getting them launched and stuff.
Okay, Ned, you're much more familiar with AMSAT. Could he possibly be referring to Phase 3D?
Possibly. What you're describing sounds like geosynchronous satellites, which is not in the budget at all for AMSAT. It's an order of magnitude more dollars than they can muster up for their current project was Phase 3D, which is in a Molniya orbit, which is an elliptical orbit. So it kind of... is here and there, depending on, you know, the day of the week and all that sort of thing. So that's not really, you know, like, you know, a geostationary satellite at all. But they'll be launching at some, I think it's in May now of 96 is their current current plan. And that'd be a good subject for a future talk show. I don't know if we're going to be anybody on the near agenda, but we could certainly, before that's launched, we'll have a show about it and sort of a what you need to get on there in a minimal way.
Well, we did have the project engineer on the show for Phase 3D, and we have had a couple of AMSAT shows, but we'll certainly do it again as that approaches. Phase 3D is going to be the biggest thing for satellite communications ever.
Yeah, it's like it'll have like 600 watts of output power up there. You will not need very, very large antennas to hear this one.
Okay, magazine or anything, Corny?
How about the ARL handbook?
Oh, how about the ARL? Yeah, of course, you guys all know the right things to get. Okay, Corny, we'll get
I'm an engineer, and I'll read it.
All right, I'll get you that courtesy of the American Radio Relay League and Ed Hare, K1CV. So thanks a lot, Corny.
Yeah, thank you, Len and Ed. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go to the DX update, then Wes, then James. So hold on. We'll be right back. Lee Finkel, KY7 Mike.
Hi, Len. This is Lee Finkel, KY7M, with the weekly DX update. There will be activity from the UK sovereign bases on Cyprus by two Czechoslovakian stations, I should say Czech stations, OK1RF and OK1RI, will operate as ZC4C August 6th through the 18th on all bands, including the new bands, both CW and sideband. They also expect to be active in the WAE, the Work All Europe CW contest, next weekend. USLs go via OK1RI. We note that 4S7 RPG has been active around 1828 kilohertz, kilohertz on 160 meters, about 2000 Zulu until his sunrise at 0020 Zulu. So it may be a little bit early for us here, but it's a good one to catch in 160. From Africa, TJ1JB, who's often been worked around 14030 kilohertz between 19 and 2000 Zulu, is going to be coming back to the United States very soon. In the meantime, QSLs can be sent to KE9A, and he'll be forwarding cards to Jim, who will answer them after he gets back to the States. From San Andres Island, HK0-DF5JT has been active on CW on the new bands, and there's going to be some activity later in the month from Scotland. The Scottish Lighthouses will be active August 26th through the 27th. There'll be 11 stations using the George Bravo 2 prefix. From Africa, V52YG, or maybe V52-ZS6YG, is expected to be active August 7th through the 10th, operated by KY0A. They'll be operating on all bands CW only, concentrating on the hours before local sunrise there at 0525 Zulu and after sunset at 1630 Zulu. OD-N4ISV is a DXer who's going to be in Beirut until February 96. A good catch in Lebanon. QSLs back to the U.S. to N4JR. And a lot of activity, some real juicy ones on teletype these days. HK0DPA, these are all on 20 meters. These are around 0216. D3T from Angola, spotted around 1610 Zulu. The Vatican, HV4NAC, around midnight here, 0710 Zulu. 5R8DG, around 0720. S0RASD, around 1750 Zulu. And Vietnam, 3W5FM, around 1250 Zulu, all on 20 teletype. That's all for this week. We want to say thanks to the DX Bulletin by Chad Harris and QRZ-DX. 73 is in good DX. I'm KY7 Mike.
Thanks, Lee, and we'll look forward to next week. Let's go real fast. We're running out of time, and we want to get everybody in. Wes, KA7EDB in Portland, KBNP Radio. Go ahead, Wes.
Well, hello there, you guys. Welcome back to KBNP.
Thank you.
I heard you guys were on, and I've missed you.
Well, we're glad to be back.
Glad you're back. I think it's a great show.
Thank you. It's interesting to find out that everybody calling from KBNP is named Wes, but go ahead.
Well, I've been trying to get the word out, but...
No. We had a caller earlier from KBNP also, Wes. That's why
right.
I said.
Yeah, I know it. I know him real well. He and I are good friends.
Okay.
And we had a real good field day this year. Where Wes and I are both affiliated with the local Handy Hams group, not the one in Minnesota, but we have a local one here in Portland. And we've got a lot of new ham wannabes out of the deal.
Excellent.
About four of them. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, well, the more hams, the better. And, you know, anytime you can get a group of people together and show them what amateur radio is all about, you seem to get a few that stick to the hobby to see it and find it interesting and want to get their license.
Yeah, in fact, I'm going to be doing a demo here in a couple of weeks, 2 weeks from today, as a matter of fact, out at the, for anyone who's listening in the area, the Oral Hole Park for the Blind out in, out beyond Sandy, Oregon.
And excellent.
It'll be a hands-on demo. People can yak on the radio and whatever they want to do.
Okay, Wes, I hear our music. Hold on. We'll be right back. Or what kind of gift do you want?
Well, since I'm totally blind, it'd either be the CD or the cassette.
Okay, we'll send you the CD, and we'll be right back to Ham Radio and More.
Are you... Organizations today face pressures from shrinking margins, intensifying competition, and higher customer expectations. Executives and managers are looking for ways to achieve a better business advantage. Information technology can play a key role in this process and can contribute to your organization's productivity and growth. Choosing a computer network operating system can be complicated with today's networking environment. Training Solutions has trained thousands of network professionals on Novell and Microsoft products over the past 5 years. But which network operating system will meet the demands of your business? The training professionals at Training Solutions believes there's only one way to find out. Get trained. Before you decide on your computer's network operating system, make sure you understand all the features by getting trained at Training Solutions. Call 431-1100. That's Training Solutions at 431-1100.
One of today's most successful investment strategies is a concept so simple you probably learned it from your grandmother. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. I'm John Murphy, president of Murphy Financial Management. Asset allocation is a means for diversifying your investments to reduce risk while maintaining adequate returns. It may be just the investment strategy you're looking for in today's unpredictable marketplace. Come to our free workshop on asset allocation Saturday morning, August 26th. In about 90 minutes, we'll teach you everything you need to know, from how to select asset classes to rebalancing your portfolio and compensating for changes in the economy. Then you can put this exciting new strategy to work for you. The workshop will be held at 9 a.m. on Saturday, the 26th of August, at the Camel Square Conference Center, immediately adjacent to our offices at 44th Street in Camelback. To make your reservation and receive specific details and directions to the workshop, call our offices at 840-1985. You won't be sorry you attended this informative workshop. Make your reservation now at 840-1985.
Does the summer heat leave you feeling stressed, frazzled, need to relax and get away? Well, picture this. Under a setting sun, the harbor lights begin to flicker as you enjoy a glass of wine on the fantail. Later, with the bay beneath you, you drift off to sleep, gently rocked by the tide. When you awake, a continental breakfast is served on board. Whether it's a special evening for two or a weekend away with good friends, Yacht and Breakfast Charters of San Diego has arranged for a select few private yachts to be available for overnight guests and private cruises on Mission Bay. Yacht and Breakfast Charters has well-appointed sailing boats that sleep two up to magnificent ocean-going vessels with room for six or more. Comfortable staterooms, main salon, galley, everything you need. Stay one night or make it your next getaway vacation. The cost is no different than that of a hotel. Plus, we arrange everything from fresh linen to fresh orange juice. Call the ultimate bed and breakfast, Yacht and Breakfast Charters of San Diego, 1-800-606-YACHT. That's 1-800-606-9224.
CQ, 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 this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
A couple of things. One, I want to really mention again and stress the fact that I really would like everybody to call up their local radio stations, whatever station they're listening to us on, and thank them for airing the show. It's very important to keep a dialogue going and for the stations to know that listeners are out there and appreciating that they run the show. The other thing is, we certainly appreciate if you would call our sponsors. Even if you don't buy anything, at least give them a call, say hello, tell them that you appreciate the fact that they support the show and allow us to continue to bring amateur radio to the general public. I also want to expand on something that Wes said, and that is, you know, the more demonstrations you do about amateur radio, the more people you're going to get into ham radio. And that's why we have the Family Amateur Radio event. It's not just a ham fest, but it's an event where we're going to demonstrate. For instance, Ned's going to have a DSP exhibit, and we're going to have a 6-meter station working, and an HF rig, and packet, and ATV, and all kinds of different stations. And it attracts people and hopefully gets more people involved in amateur radio. Let's get James from Defiance, Ohio, K-A-0-M-I-M, I believe that is. Welcome to Ham Radio and More, James.
Yes. How you doing, fellas? Like the show. Kind of
Thank
a new
you.
Listener.
Good.
And my question was, been kind of hearing a little bit about this program called JV Facts for getting on slow scan TV. Sounded like if a fellow had a PC, it would be an inexpensive way to do some of that. Do you know anything about that?
I've seen it on the internet, and it's been around. It wasn't that developed by a German or somebody, or I forget. It's a very simple interface required. Does it go right straight to your? Do you know about it and much about it?
I've heard a little bit, just from a few hams about it. It sounds like all you need is an op amp on the RS-232 interface. And
okay, yeah, that's what I had heard. I heard it just takes a very simple interface to your. In fact, they even describe the interface in. A text file that's bundled up with the software. It doesn't require a sound card or anything quite like that. So I've heard some interesting things about it. I've never tried it, but it seemed to be pretty simple. So
yeah, okay.
I don't know. It's a nice way to look in and see what the guys are doing on the 20 meter band.
I know that Jim Langner has been on our show, and he does, I can't remember the name of the item he produces, but PASCON or something like that, and it's a slow scan, and I never realized the heavy interest in slow scan that there really is. There's a big, big interest in slow scan TV.
Yeah, I was kind of curious about it after hearing a few people talk about it and hearing some of the transmissions on HF. As well as I think someone said they were even doing it maybe locally on 2 meters in some places.
I've heard that. I've also heard some exchanging images on satellites, which is a real trick because of Doppler and other things. But it's an interesting format. I do a lot of facts, weather facts. I've never gotten into the slow scan where you get into actual generating images and exchanging them.
What? Something else you haven't done?
I know. I know. It's on my list.
A. James, where's Defiance, Ohio?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Defiance, Iowa.
Iowa. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm out here in the boonies in west central Iowa. This is a very small town, fellas, just about 300 of us here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm catching you via satellite now, and because there's no radio stations in my area that carry your show.
Nowhere near Davenport, huh?
No, I'm sorry. That's the other side of the state for me. I think the nearest one is in Hastings, Nebraska. And
KICS, yeah.
Having trouble pulling that in on the long wire.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, how about a subscription to some magazine?
Well, that would be fine, fellas.
Well, I mean, I don't want to force you.
No,
we have 73 magazine, World Radio, Radio Fun, Amateur Radio Trader magazine, or Arizona Highways.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's try that 73 subscription.
73 to you. Okay, James, it's yours.
And quickly, the other gentleman does some EME work. I'm wondering what is effective radiated power and what
you're
going
to have to wait
has.
Because we're out of time.
Oh.
73 world. We'll see you next week.
CQ. Thank you for listening.
Ham radio operator.
Well, I started in 1938 when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I had my first call sign at W1LNY, and I kept that till I moved to Arizona. I transferred out here in the service, and I got this K7OMR, and I've been active ever since. I'm still on the air.
Okay, now I don't know you from Adam. Unfortunately, never met you. I never had the pleasure. I will meet you, I'm sure, at some subsequent event. Why are you the 1995 Ham of the Year? What have you done recently, or what have you done in the past that that caused the club or organization in Tucson to submit your name?
Well, I helped with a lot of public safety work. I helped build all of the Tucson Repeater Association's repeaters, which we have four.
Uh-huh.
Five, but I helped on four. I'm also the chief radio officer for RACES, the Tucson Pima County RACES, Department of Emergency Services. I've held that since 1982.
Oh, so you get involved in emergency. How busy is RACES down in Tucson?
We have 200 members.
Really?
And we have a net, two nets or a 2-meter net on Saturday and a 75-meter net on Sunday. And that's been going on since 1962.
Wow. I wasn't aware of that, that so much races operate. I don't think there's very much up here in Phoenix, to be honest. It's sort of a stealthy group up here. Why do you think that you got, maybe it's because of you. You've got so many people involved down there, and up here we're kind of skimpy.
Well, we kind of held it together, and my friend, the previous radio officer, K7 CET, Dr. McCoy, he started the system going, and he retired, and I kind of held it together.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an emergency van that the state gave to emergency services, and Racy's is responsible for that. And we were up to the Mount Lemmon fire with it last week.
Do you get involved or have any dealings with Harry Border?
Yes, I know Harry very well.
Okay, yes, I certainly am aware of Harry. By the way, if anybody has a phone call or a question for Ray Bass, or want to congratulate him or anything, give us a call now. We're going to only have Ray on for another 5 minutes or so at 230-2755, 230-2755, or 1-800-293-5366. So if you do want to talk to Ray, give us a call. If not, I've got all kinds of questions. So that's interesting, though, that it seems that here in the Phoenix area, we finally have a new emergency coordinator. I know that Ron Reynolds is getting involved with emergency coordination up here, but it's really been kind of quiet as far as Aries or as far as Racy's is concerned here in the Phoenix metropolitan area. So I guess it takes somebody like you that's dynamic to keep it going.
Well, that's really true, sir. I noticed that Maricopa County has fell by the wayside, and I know a lot of the people up there, and I don't know why, but seems though we got the dedication down here.
Well, the only thing I've been told in the past has been that since we don't have many emergencies, it's been very, very difficult to keep up the interest. My response is I would prefer probably not to have the emergencies and less interest than have the emergencies and a lot of interest, but I would also prefer to have a lot of interest and no emergencies.
Yeah, so, well, we have had a few here. We had the flood of 83, in which the Racy's van worked for 24 hours for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of helped us down here because the people were involved and they stayed with us.
Okay.
That's what it takes to keep an active organization, is to keep people involved.
Okay. I'm wondering, does Lewis want to talk to Ray? Oh, that's what I need to know, what callers want to talk about. Okay, so we're getting some information in the meantime. 230-2755. Okay, all right, so doesn't. So he'll just hold on, Lewis and Lee. We'll be with you after another couple of minutes. Okay, and so you're involved with putting up and keeping the repeaters in the Tucson area also?
Yes, I help with that and have over the past years.
So you're a technical guru.
Yes, I retired from Pima County in communications and retired from the Air Force.
Well, that's good. And, you know, it's good because usually the names that come out as Ham of the Year, you know, I guess a lot of them have come out from the Tucson area, but recently from the Phoenix metropolitan area. And, you know, it's a prestigious award, really, to be recognized in the hobby or in the service as number one. Now, Ned, have you ever been to Ham of the Year?
No, I've not.
Now, you see, I don't. What, you're on?
I am. Okay,
sure
I can hear myself. Sorry.
We can't hear yourself, but we can all hear you. you see, now, look at all the things you've done, no one's ever nominated you.
Yeah, well, yeah, so this is really, really must be quite an award to be, you know, singled out from as many notable hams as we have in the state.
I mean, seriously, I know Barry Goldwater, of course, and last year was Richard Jackson, K7 VCI, I believe. So you're following along. Then next year you can vote on somebody.
Yes, I can. And there's another thing that I do for a lot of public safety work. I'm the frequency advisor for the state for the police and your job.
See, now, you're very modest. See, I'm pulling all this out. It's taken... Look at that. I didn't know that you did that, too. You have a pretty long biography here, Ray.
I've been through the mill.
How many clubs do you belong to right now?
I belong to the two Tucson clubs, OPRC and the Tucson Repeater Association.
Okay.
This, I think, is a Hughes club, but I don't belong to that.
Yeah, I get the Hughes newsletter thanks to, I think, a couple of people. I think Larry Brown belongs there.
Yeah.
And I think courtesy of him and some others, I get the newsletter. They keep me abreast of what's going on down there. I appreciate anybody who sends me newsletters so that I can sometimes mention those organizations. Plus, I know what's going on. If people are running ham fests and stuff, they should always take the opportunity to send it to us. I want to thank you, Ray, for taking time out today and being my guest for a few minutes. And I want to again congratulate you for being Arizona 1995 Ham of the Year, Ray Bass, K7OMR. And when you're up to Phoenix one of these days, or I'm down in Tucson, or we're at a ham fest, I'd like to have the pleasure of meeting you.
Well, thank you, sir, and it's been a pleasure.
Okay, Ray, you take care, and happy hamming.
Thank you.
Okay, 73. Bye-bye. Okay, kind of nice just to, you know. But now, I have somebody else that that I'm going to try to get a hold of. He doesn't know I'm going to call him. Now, I have a problem dialing on this phone. So what I'm going to do, Ned, is I'm going to have you hold this up to Darren in there. And this is the phone number. And if he can get this person with this phone number on, I would like to talk to him. Okay. And so Darren's going to try that. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you about Wallpaper World Blind Mania with 6 stores in the Valley. Now, they've been here since 1977. They know what they're doing, and they do it well. When it comes to selling blinds, when it comes to selling wall covering, when it comes to selling custom window treatments, they do it well. And they do it at the lowest prices going today. That's right. Nobody, pon nobody, can beat the deals, can beat the prices that Wallpaper World Blind Mania has. And the selection, unbelievable. Whether it's Leveler, Hunter Douglas, Duet, you name it, they've got it, and they've got it at the best prices, with locations all through the Phoenix area. So give them a call at 272-4788, 272-4788. That'll give you more information or the location nearest you. They open at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Mention Ham Radio and More, and you'll save some more money to give you an extra discount. And I know, because I have been told, that a couple of people last week bought blinds because of the show at Wallpaper World Blind Mania. So, and they got an extra discount just for mentioning this show. So be sure and do that. Wallpaper World Blind Mania really does make selecting wallpaper and custom window treatments an enjoyable experience. Well, I want to welcome to the show now, and this is on the spur of the moment, because you see, I know that a lot of people are closet listeners, okay? They never call in, they listen. But also, a lot of people are not only closet listeners, but a lot of them are wannabe listeners, but they forget to turn the radio on.
Yeah.
You see, now, I wouldn't mention any names of anybody who would possibly do that. So I would call them on the telephone, on the air, just to make sure that they're turning on the radio. But more important than that, today, I am calling this gentleman because he is the winner of the National American Radio Relay League Award for Instructor of the Year. Now, I am remiss because I had it last week when I went through about 2, 3, 4 minutes of talking about it. I don't have the exact name of the award, but I know that he's going to know it. And I have Chris Townsend, NU. Here you are, you know, you got a great instructors and Alan, and I'm not doubting any of that. But, you know, you are the one who spearheads this and leads the classes, and you're always so quiet about it.
Well, it wouldn't be much without the big support we get. You know that as well.
Of course. No, I understand, but you're still doing it.
Well, it's a lot of fun for me. I learned a trade in the Air Force. The Air Force told me I was going to be an instructor. You know, the Air Force always puts you where they need you. They evidently needed instructors that day, so I ended up an Air Force instructor. I've never been sorry for it.
Well, what is the exact name again of the award?
It's called the H.S. Breyer Award.
Breyer, that's it.
I found out a little bit more about it. H.S. Breyer was an extremely active instructor in the area of northwestern Indiana. He wrote several articles in the magazine a lot. A very active instructor and very, very active in radio, all aspects of it. I couldn't hope to hold a candle to some of the things he's done, but I'm really honored that they picked me for this award.
You deserve it, and you know, there are other awards given at the same time, Professional Teacher of the Year and many others, but those, most of them are paid awards. You've got the Instructor Award, the non-paid award, and that shows you the more desire to help. Obviously, people who are paid instructors, that's their job.
I've been thinking about, you know, this, and I think one of the reasons that we need more hams and are, I've been thinking of ways to try to motivate hams. It's easy to motivate them for the higher classes of license right now because all you have to do is teach them Morse code. But I wish there was a way to motivate them for higher classes of license without Morse code. In other words,
thank you, Ned, for class. I'm Mr. A. Oh, that was me. Okay, go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
If there was another way to do that, and frankly, a lot of the people, I think, are turned off by the higher classes of license because of the theory involved and the, just maybe the comfortableness feeling that they get by just operating on 2 meters and 440. And I'd like to see them all go beyond that. And, you know, we need to work on that aspect of it.
Well, I have been pushing not to get rid of Morse code as an avenue to get your general or higher license, but to be one of maybe a couple, 3, 4, 5 different avenues to getting a higher license. If you wanted to CW en route to it, to take that avenue, then that would be one path to take. However, another path might be an apprenticeship. You know, I could be at Mr. A's shack, you know, once a week, every week for 12 weeks and learn some of the digital modes, and he would be able to sign something that would permit me to use digital HF modes. That might be a way.
Maybe another way would be to, instead of having to emphasize a lot of technical things, it's maybe we should emphasize operational skills.
Exactly.
So that they could, you know, advance on that avenue.
Well, that's I agree 100%. That's what I'm saying. And I think this has the most possibilities. I'd like to see 3 or 4 paths that make sense to achieving a general or higher class of license. I've even had many of the extra class hams, you, Mr. A, and even John Moore and others, who have been not so quick to dismiss this idea that, all right, I understand, you know, the reluctance of Morse code, but we don't want the you know, 10-meter band or the 20-meter or 40 or 15 or 17 or whatever to turn into CB. So we do need to have some sort of a restriction or a test. And if there are these other avenues, these other alternatives, that it's a possible venue for the not-too-distant future.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Morse code's always fun, and it's easy to get up for it because I enjoy it, and it's easy to teach when you enjoy something, I think.
Yes, but as you see, not everybody's interested in it.
No, that's true.
And so hopefully there might be some other avenues. Well, Chris, I don't want to take up a lot of your time. I just want to surprise you.
That's a real surprise, believe me.
Well, I called you earlier, but I got an answering machine, so I didn't leave a message.
Okay.
And I just tried it now, and we're glad that we got you. So congratulations again on winning this national award, which you'll receive, if I'm not mistaken, on the Queen Mary, where I'll be also at the Southwest Division Convention dinner.
Yeah, when I was notified by Fried Hein, WA6WZO, I believe his call is, he told me to sit close to the podium. So evidently that's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, well... You know, last year I was fortunate to win the Silver Antenna Award for Media Relations, and that's exactly what I did. And it was a very nice award, and it was very humbling, and I appreciate it. And I'm sure you will, and you're certainly more deserving of it than I was deserving of that award. But
incidentally,
At the Family Amateur Radio event, is it true you're really going to try to get Sheriff Joe Arpaio in the dunk?
Well, I said that I'd like to do that. I'm not sure that he would be willing to do it, but I actually did send a letter to my contact.
And tell me when you see it. And Adam, KC7JRL, that I was talking to, said, well, that's going to be difficult because I'm totally blind. And he had his dad shine his light around, and we had a good time. This 18-year-old kid studied Protestant Bible and really a neat kid who's active and doing everything that he could. And another one, I don't know, I'm sure you saw him up there, David, KC7FBT. He's Carl Hayden High School.
Oh, sure.
He has an electric wheelchair with an antenna on it.
He hot rods around in it.
I know David very well.
Yeah, and just as some perspective for the people that don't know David, he his limbs don't work right, and he juggles his little handheld radio, his little walkie-talkie thing between his chin and his arm, tunes it with his teeth, and is just a delightful person.
Yes,
and
he is. I second that. I'll tell you, you know, and it's pretty bad on my part. I meet so many hams that come up to me. I mean, it really feels good, you know, that they listen to the show. They don't call in. I mean, I got so many of these closet listeners that call them. You know, but I'm wearing the hat, you know, that says KB7LPW, and I wear
right.
my Ham Radio and More shirt. Tried to give Ned one. I tried to give Professor A one, but I didn't have a big enough size. But anyway, but that's not here nor there. I did offer him one, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yeah,
yes,
I did. See, I did. I don't know. John was able
to. Are you going
to
offer me one?
No, I don't have any.
Oh.
I don't. I just don't have them, Louis. I mean, I made a few of them, and that was like about a year ago.
Okay.
No, I wish I.
Talk to you about
I am looking for somebody who does T-shirts or who does shirts who would like to do it that I can give them some publicity and they can produce some. I'd love to have that and be able to give some Ham Radio and More T-shirts away. But anyway. So I'm fortunate where they would come up to me and they would say, oh, I listen to your show, welcome, you know, and congratulations, and I like your show, and I always wanted to meet you or whatever. And I appreciate that. My problem is I just can't remember every one of them, and I really wish I could, because they'll come up to me and, oh, I met you last year in Tuthill, and I'll go, you know, and I hate to lie. I mean, I really hate to say, oh, yeah, I remember you, because if I don't, so I don't usually say that. I say, well, it's a pleasure meeting you, you know. And but David, I do know. I know many of the Carl Hayden people because I've been so involved with Carl Hayden.
Yeah. Well, these two guys just really inspired me, and they were neat, fun to be around, and neat. Adam was my neighbor in the campground, and mm-hmm. we just visited a whole bunch and kept in contact with their HTs. And HTs for the rest of the world, that's a handy talkie. That means a little walkie-talkie we carry around and talk to each other with.
Yes, we do.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Well, Louis, I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate you holding on. I appreciate
okay.
that a lot.
Do you have any giveaways left, or do you give them away locally?
I give them on the national show.
On the national.
Yeah.
Okay, I tried, but the line was busy. I'll try next time.
Yeah, the line gets busy on open line day, even when Murphy did show up in the beginning of the show.
Well, you survived it, and you're doing okay.
Thanks a lot, Louis.
Okay, take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
All right, 230-2755, 230-2755, or 1-800-293-5366. And moving along pretty good. Let me tell you, you're listening to Ham Radio and More here on 1510 AM KFNN, and we're broadcasting from the tremendous multiplex offices of the and studios of KFNN. During the week, you know, we're a financial news station, and if you ever want to know anything that's going on financially, this is a station to tune to Monday through Friday. I mean, constant updates on the stock market, everything else that has to do commodity market, etc. So if you're into pork bellies, you want to listen, or stocks or whatever, I mean, telling you that during the week, it's amazing how many people I talk to are listening to 1510 AM. So if you just tune in to listen to us here on Sundays, tune in during the week, and Ron would appreciate that. Anyway, 230-2755 or 1-800-293-5366. Let me tell you about Bob's Bug Biz, and then Russ and Dave, I've got you, and we have one line available. Okay, Bob's Bug Biz. Let me tell you that Bob, who's been doing this for all those little creatures that crawl, you don't want, you know, you wake up and go, ah, you know, and he gets rid of them so you don't have to do that. Those black widows, those spiders, those crickets, those ants, those roaches, scorpions, all those things that Professor A doesn't even like. He hasn't found, he tries to aim his HT or his microwaves at them, but it doesn't work, does it? No. So really you need Bob, and really if you call Bob, there's no limit. That's 878-8224, 878-8224, mention Ham Radio and More. Okay, let's go. Let's see. Who's holding the longest? By 30 seconds. All right, we're going to go to Dave, KI7ZU. Welcome to Ham Radio and More today. How are you doing today, Dave?
I'm doing real fine, thank you. And let me say, this is just a general appreciation that I really enjoy your technical programs that you put on once in a while. And I missed the date of your one on microwaves.
Okay, that's going to be on the 20th of August. The rest of this month, well, not the rest, the next 2 weeks of this month are very technical shows. And unfortunately, unless I get lucky, you're going to have just me moderating it, so you guys will have to call in to help out. But next week we've got Greg Jones, who's going to, from the president of Tapper, who can answer all kinds of technical questions regarding packet and what they're going on. They've got all these new digital gadgets that they're working on, including the new Phase 3. They're involved with the new AMSAT Phase 3 program very heavily. And then on the 20th is when the microwaves are going to be on. That's Ken Britton, WA5VJB.
That's Kent Britton, by the way.
Kent. You're right, Kent. It is Kent.
Yes. He writes a lot of the whole section on, I think, VHF equipment in the handbook.
He does, and he's written for the last 10 years in QST all the reviews on and all the how to build VHF right. amplifiers.
Yes,
he told me.
He's an amazing guy.
He is an amazing guy, and I was just shocked when he said to me that you can take an old radar detector and make it work and broadcast on 10 gigahertz or in the microwave band. I was, like, flabbergasted by that, and so that was just one of the things. In 45 minutes I was on the phone talking to him, I was just dumbfounded by all the things that he was talking about. He said that he will teach us how to build a microwave antenna for less than $10. He will... everybody can get on microwaves. I asked him why he likes microwaves. He says it's not true that microwaves are just for a few miles. He says you can. He's talked over 200 miles. Now, I don't know if that's true in Phoenix, but that's what he said in Texas, where he's from, the Dallas area. Then he just came back from New Zealand, and they paid him to go to New Zealand and give some talks. And the interesting part is that they were telling him in New Zealand that there's very little microwave activity, and they just don't have any microwave items or anything to be able to utilize. And then they went to the... Okay, you got to listen to this. I'm probably stealing his thunder because I know he's going to talk about this. But he said then they went to the washrooms there in New Zealand. Now, I got to tell you that I was in New Zealand in December, too, and they have very unique washrooms there. If you've ever been there, they're just a little different than the washrooms we have here. I mean, it's like a waterfall. It's kind of interesting. Anyhow, when you walk away from the waterfall, the water starts coming out. And so Kent says to the guy he was with, he says, "Do you see that in the corner there?" And the guy looks and says, "That's a..." What did I tell you, a 3-centimeter or whatever band microwave transceiver or receiver, and you can use that to for microwave communications. So he says now there's a run on those in all the urinals in the men's toilets in New Zealand. So I thought that was pretty funny that they didn't know they had that much microwave equipment.
So he disrupted the fabric of society in New Zealand with his...
Yes, everybody's stealing those things from the toilets. But anyway, I'm sorry to get off on a tangent there, Dave.
Oh, that's quite all right. And let me say, I like the technical ones because I am visually blind, and that's one source of information I can get. And most of the time, I try to record them, and of course, edit out the advertisements. I'm sorry.
Oh, thanks a lot.
But I really enjoy them, and I want to say thank you.
Well, you're entirely welcome, and I appreciate input on wanting more technical shows because, you know, if we don't get a lot of response, then, you know, I stay away from that. If we do get a lot of response, then we'll do more and more of them. It's a tight wire, a tight rope that we have to walk when we do very technical shows. As Lewis was quite apropos, he kept on mentioning an HT and what that was. You know, being on commercial broadcast band, Dave, a lot of people who are listening are interested in what amateur radio is but really don't know much about it. And so if we do sit here and talk heavily technical, we put some people to sleep and some people turn it off because they're just not familiar at all with what the heck we're talking about. And yet if we get too basic, then of course a lot of people who are hams will say, hey, why do I need to listen to that? So we have to do a little of each. And I appreciate that you like the technical, and I certainly have gotten good response on the technical aspects.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and have a very good day.
You too, Dave. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. And if people want technical stuff, if you want to ask any technical questions, Professor A is here, AA7A, Professor A, and he's just waiting to be challenged. And
we have no giveaways. Stumped. I mean, who's gonna call in? I mean, this hour.
You mean people don't call unless they can win something?
I don't know.
Come on. Dave called in. He didn't win anything. Lewis called in. He didn't win. Now, he did ask, but he didn't win. I mean, people call in, and they don't have to win. I understand that the phones ring more when we give stuff away, but that shouldn't be, because this is really the mecca. This is really the melting pot for amateur radio. 230-2755. 230-2755. You know, here's the thing. And it's, and, you know, I'm saying this, and it's probably something that I'm not the one that should be saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. People don't appreciate what they have till they lose it. There is no other city in the United States that is able to listen to amateur radio for 2 full hours on the commercial radio band every week and discuss amateur radio in full, in detail, in any way that they want. Like my personality or not is immaterial. The fact is we discuss amateur radio here. There is no place else in the United States that this is happening. I don't know of any place in the world that it's happening on commercial airwaves, okay? And we do it once nationally every week and once locally every week. And if people call up and they participate, we'll be here for a long time. And if they support the sponsors and they support the station, then we'll be here. And we'll continue to talk about amateur radio. So, hopefully they appreciate it. and I appreciate it when they call up and say thank you. Okay. Lee, you patience is a virtue.
I have no virtue.
Well, you've got to get it. I mean, you know, you called in the last few minutes again of the national show. How can I get everybody in the last few minutes? And then in this hour, I had...
That's okay.
Things to go. I had things to do.
I
had people to get on.
But you're a busy person.
Who's that calling? Who has the nerve to call you on the other line while
they
you're
would,
on the phone with
dare,
me?
They wouldn't dare, because I won't answer it.
Well, then tell them to hang up.
That's right. That's what I told them.
Okay.
Go away. Don't bother me.
All right. What can we do for you, Lee? AB7HW.
Thank you. Two things are, as I thought everybody loved you.
Well...
And I can't believe that nobody wouldn't like your personality.
Well, no. I try to keep the show moving. You know, if we have too much technical stuff, then it can get bogged down. If we're too light, then it can be... So I try to get somewhere in the middle. And you know me, I like to have a little fun.
Exactly. I think you got it covered real well.
Okay. Well, I appreciate
Otherwise,
that.
Otherwise, I wouldn't listen. Would you believe that? No, I wouldn't believe
Unfortunately,
that.
I believe that.
No. Yeah. I have a couple of things. One is that I like the technical stuff, too. And but I agree with you, too. You can't have it all one-sided. And the other thing is that you and Ned came up... Not Ned. I'm sorry. Screwed that up. Yes. AA7A.
You mean Professor...
That's the gentleman.
Yeah.
Yes. Came up with a story about something on packet
APRS.
That's the guy.
Well, you know about APRS.
Certainly.
Okay.
But the trick is that they also... They have a ground... position indicator, And now what you're saying is that they have all the grids mapped out and all the streets mapped out. And what I'm really trying to do is, I talked to a gentleman once who was going to build a device that the blind could carry and would give them the streets and the direction they were going. Why can't I do the same thing with what you're speaking of?
Ned is, Professor A is pondering.
Yes. And he's got to have a good answer.
Lee, I missed, while he's pondering and rubbing his beard, I want to say that I missed you at the Scottsdale meeting. I had an envelope to give you.
Did you? Was it 27 lottery tickets?
You couldn't buy those that many with what I had in there, but there were a few stamps.
Oh, well.
But you weren't there. We missed you, and you missed a great you should have seen the presentation that Ned provided. I mean, it was excellent.
I would have liked to.
I just was surprised that you weren't there. You must have had a reason. I'm not putting you on the spot, but I just want you to know that we did miss you there.
Thank you. But I will see you in California.
Okay, I'll be there, but I'm probably not going to carry that envelope with me.
All right, that's okay.
Ned, do you have an answer now for Lee?
Well, somehow, wherever you are, you have to know where you are, so you're going to need, like, GPS or something like that.
True, but they make that, so now if I had a 2-meter radio that would, what you're saying, though, is basically the same thing, that you've got a grid worked out with all the streets on it. Now, why can't I tie that in from 2-meter to...
What you would need is to have something or somebody translate the GPS information to streets or something like that.
Well, if they just make a talk, that would pretty much take care of that.
Yeah.
What I'm asking, I guess, is this acronym that you're speaking of. What is it performing?
What, GPS?
Yes. No.
APRS?
Yes. What is it performing?
Okay, APRS is, I guess, I'm not an expert at this, is really a sort of a visual display.
It is. It's an acknowledgement of packet reporting system. It's an amateur packet reporting system, and it's also coincidental that's the guy's call sign. And basically what it's doing is it's sending out a signal, sending out a signal to find a signal that somebody is on the frequency, and then it shows on the screen where that person is. And you can, if you have a mobile unit, for instance, and you're moving, it can show as you're moving down the highway.
Right. But what you're sending in the packet burst is information. Okay, you have to transmit when you're mobile. You need a GPS receiver which outputs latitude, longitude data, which becomes, is formatted in your packet burst.
Right.
That information is needed. So what you need for what you're talking about, I don't know where the radio is involved. You could almost do that if you're carrying. It is going to be kind of heavy. You got to carry a GPS, and you got to have something that looks up, correlates the GPS location to a street. Now I don't know whether you need through a radio or not. That might make it lighter if there was some database that could be accessed and report back. You send your information to this system, and it spits back to you what street you're on. It really is what you want.
Well, California, actually, and what you're saying carries over. California has for truckers that they know exactly what street they're on, what direction they're going, when to make their turn, and they figure out how to save the most gas and all that.
Ah, okay.
So now what you're saying is that this program or part of packet comes up and follows you where you go, which makes good sense.
Somebody off distant from you can see on their screen exactly where you are right now,
right,
based on the packet they just received, or can show the steady progress of where you have been going based on sequential readings. All right.
They're using it at CAP?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what I'm counting on is Ned to send me all the information so I can come up with
the He's not the guy. I'll tell you who the guy is. It's Jerry Wyatt.
Yeah.
Where is Jerry Wyatt?
He's vice president of the Arizona Repeater Association.
Jerry Wyatt?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I don't know that I have his phone number right here, and I'm not sure that he would, and I wouldn't give it over the air because I'm not
sure
if he wanted me to anyway. But Jerry Wyatt would be the guy to talk to. He is he knows the guy who writes it very well, speaks to him at least once or twice a week. And on his bulletin board, you can always download it. And he would definitely be the gentleman to talk to.
Okay, and I'll leave you with one final statement. HF has been really good this week. This weekend.
Okay.
And people who say they're not talking to anyone, I've talked to Pittsburgh, Mexico City. I mean, everywhere. And I'm only running 100 watts. I'm not exactly burning the world alive.
Wow. Yeah, it's been really good. I just finished a monoband 17 meter antenna. I just finished tuning it up yesterday, and it's a new band for me. I've never been on
17
that band.
Meters is new to you.
17 is good.
Yeah, well, it's new to me. I've been
I've been
just a heavy hitter DXer for years. You know,
just
trying something new. I got on there and of course fell back into old habit. Worked DX, but it was fun.
I made one on 12, one on 15, and one on 17.
It is excellent that the professor is actually trying something new.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, and he might even get on Slow Scan TV soon.
Yeah. As soon as he buys me those lottery tickets, I'll be all set.
Lee, thanks for calling, and thanks for holding.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Lee.
230-2755, 230-2755. Got two things I got to go through, then, Russ, you're next. Well, let me do this right now. Ken Nichols. WA7HXZ, the fleet manager for Earnhardt Dodge. Well, what can I say? When you put the number one Dodge dealer in the world together with really one heck of a swell guy and an amateur radio operator to boot, Ken Nichols, you've got a winning combination. And that winning combination is definitely the person to talk to when it comes to buying your next new vehicle, whether it be a Dodge or a Chrysler, whatever it is that you want, Jeep Cherokee, Ford, he can even get those because now he's with the whole Earnhardt team. So whatever Earnhardt has, he can get. That's right. Even those guys out there want the Broncos. Yep, you can get it, Earnhardt Ford. I mean, and you go through Ken Nichols. He will take care of you. You will have the tremendous service, and you can't beat that. So, if you're looking for a new vehicle, give them a call. You call 228-2336, 228-2336. You tell them the make, model, options you want. On the phone, he'll give you the list price. He'll give you his selling price, and you will be very pleased. Plus, now, a lot of people have asked, not a lot, but a few people have asked me, what if I don't have good credit? Well, I have to tell you that, you know, Ken doesn't handle that, but he can take you to Mr. Ed, which is at Earnhardt, and they have found ways to get you your vehicle that you want. So don't hesitate. Give Ken a call. 228-2336. 228-2336. Fleet prices direct to you. That's Ken Nichols of Earnhardt Dodge. Okay, I want to remind people a couple of things, then Russ, you're next. Number one, Scottsdale Community College. If you want to learn to become a ham radio operator, they have beginning classes, that's class 8013, and intermediate classes, that's 8015. It's $45. It's an 8-week class, Tuesdays and Thursdays, taught by the instructor of the year for the entire country, Chris Townsend, okay? You get tapes, books, VE exam, plus you get free year's membership to Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club for $45. You can't beat it with a stick. Give a call to the Scottsdale Community College, 423-6114, 423-6114. Sign up, become a ham radio operator. FAIR, the Family Amateur Radio event, takes place Saturday, September the 16th. I expect everybody to be there at Rawhide. Bring your kids. That's right, your kids to ham radio. You know that I had first fair 3 years ago? This is not indicative of ham radio, but there was a gentleman there who came up to me and said, why are kids here? This is ham radio. I mean, I was so disappointed when I heard that. Kids belong in ham radio, or there will not be any ham radio. We need young people involved. And that's what this is. But not just young people, also women. That's right. Bring your spouses. It's the family amateur radio event. It's the one event all year where we show people what amateur radio is all about. We demonstrate what amateur radio is all about. This Wednesday night, we're having our next fair meeting. That's right, our next fair meeting this Wednesday night. If you want to get involved, if you want a swap meet area, swap meet table, there's plenty around, plenty available. Give me a call. Swap meet starts at 6 o'clock. Exhibits open at 9 o'clock. Ronald McDonald's there at 10 o'clock. Tentatively scheduled is Sheriff Joe Arpaio speaking at 11 o'clock. There's going to be a dunk tank. Yes, I'm going to be in the dunk tank. I don't have the time yet, but you just be there, and, yeah, you can throw things at the thing. But anyway, you know, there's going to be all kinds of interesting stuff there. That's FAIR, September 16th, the funnest event of the year for amateur radio. All right. Russ, thanks for holding. KJ7KN, how you doing?
Oh, real fine. Thanks for taking my call this afternoon. You got it made this afternoon, though. You know, you got the three blind mice in a row here, Dave, Lee, and myself.
We got it made because we have you guys as listeners. And we have... We have the professor here, so he generates calls.
The reason that I'm calling is that when I heard the guy from Portland talk about Handyham, it kind of woke me up to the fact that I wanted to get on and say that down at the Science Museum, they've had some questions from handicapped prospects, and so I've managed to get a bunch of brochures down there so they can find out about the Handyham system, the service.
Excellent.
Of Cruise Center in Minnesota. And also, if anybody wants to give me a call, knows of a handicapped individual, I have the brochures here, and I'd be more than happy to mail one out to them.
Okay, you want to give your phone number, Russ.
Yeah, it's 979-7032.
Okay, I'd also like to mention one other thing, Russ, while you're on here and mentioning disabled ham radio operators, is that the show that follows me at 5 o'clock on a roll is all about disabled Americans, disabled people, for that matter. You don't have to be American. And that's what Todd talks about. And, you know, so certainly that's something people should stay tuned to.
Yeah, I've listened to it on occasion as such, but I just wanted to mention that to get that in there, that we're working with one prospect of ham right now. One of the other fellows made some discs for him so he can study for the no code on his computer. He's a quad.
Excellent.
And
okay.
So we'll help him in every way that we can. But I have brochures here to tell about the handy ham system.
Give your phone number one more time, Russ.
979-7032. And I've been to the last three radio camps at Malibu.
Okay. Excellent.
So just thought I'd get that in there.
When I appreciate it, Russ, and Handyham's a good organization.
Okay, thank you, Lynn.
Thank you. Thanks
for listening. My wife and I had the pleasure of meeting you personally over at Tuthill that Saturday.
I'm pretty sure I do remember.
Yeah, in front of the HRO booth.
Yes, HRO booth. Yes, I did. I remember.
Okay.
Thank you, Russ.
All right, bye-bye.
And see, I don't even have to lie. I do remember meeting him. I do remember meeting him. Okay. Frank, no call sign. That's okay. Welcome to Ham Radio and More. How you doing? From Glendale.
Yeah, I just talked to you a couple of weeks ago, and I mentioned to you that the professor there, I bought some equipment from the professor there.
Yes.
How you doing, Frank?
How you doing?
All right.
And don't you think that's a good title, Professor A?
Yeah, because I was listening to him, and you know, he explained what he could to get to my sixth call there.
And I'm telling you, you know, and he is as high in the mucky muck realm of knowledge that he is, I can almost understand most of what he talks about. So he is able to talk down to me. I'm talk on my level sometimes.
It's difficult, yeah. For you, Lynn.
Yeah, I understand it. I'm, you know, but anyway, go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I was just going to double check the things here. You said that the Sun City Club met the first Monday, right?
That's correct.
At 6:30 on 158 Del Webb Boulevard.
That's correct.
And that the West Valley Club was at 7 o'clock the third Thursday.
No. That's the Thunderbird Amateur Radio Club, the third Thursday.
Well, oh,
I just put West Valley.
No, the West Valley was the one you just mentioned.
Oh, okay. I just put Sun City.
Now, Thunderbird meets the third Thursday of the month, and this year, this month, we have a very, very, very good program. Of course, we had an excellent one last month also, Professor. But this month we have Fried Hein, who is the Southwest Division director, I mean, head mucky muck. I mean, this guy is one of the guys in the ARRL headquarters who actually, you know, makes some of the decisions. So he's going to be in town speaking at our meeting. So that's the third Thursday. That's at 7 o'clock.
That must be your club, huh?
Well, I'm a member of a lot of clubs. I'm a member of West Valley also, and Superstition, and Scottsdale, and Triarch.
Oh, wow.
Get a life.
And
life.
ARA. Yeah, I better get a life.
Anyway.
And the Radio Club of America, by the
way.
Slow
down.
Okay.
Is this guy like radio or what?
I mean. Yeah. No, I would just call to verify, and I just called because I turned the radio on too late. I just turned on about, I don't know, like 5 minutes ago, and I thought I heard you say Professor, and I waited for his call sign. I think that's him. And I came over and looked under my thing over here, and I found a car. Was Ned.
Thanks for calling. I hear my music, and I got to let you go. Terry, I can't get to you. And until next week, when we're going to have Tapper on for Professor A, AA7A. This is Len Winkler, KB7LPW, 73, Arizona. Listen to On a Roll coming up next.
Hey, thank you very much.
73s and 88. Thank you for listening to Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7LPW. Listen again next week for the next transmission of Ham Radio and More.
Hey, did you hear about the big trade?